Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our consideration this morning is taken from the 13th chapter of St. Luke, the gospel text which has already been read. And if you caught the first episode of the last season of Downton Abbey, then you saw the Crowley family going off on a fox hunt. The fox hunt is a very English thing to do. And what family are more English than that clan? But that was 1925, and 10 years ago, that very English thing, the fox hunt, was actually banned. And you can't do a fox hunt like they did anymore in the UK. Fox hunting was banned in the UK, you know, for the usual reasons. First of all, the common man could not participate because, well, you have to have land to have a proper fox hunt. And 80% of the land in the UK is owned by fewer than 1% of the population. Let me repeat that. 80% of the land owned by fewer than 1% of the population. Thank William the Conqueror for that. And if the common man cannot go on the fox hunt, then nobody should be able to go on the fox hunt. And animals killing animals, it was the dogs that killed the fox. Animals killing animals, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. And besides that, oh, look at that fox. So cute. Look at those little pointy ears and that little pointy nose and that big fluffy tail. And look, it's looking at us. So cute. So cute, the fox. But the Crowley clan were not engaged in the fox hunt primarily for sport. And there's a reason why the English still hunt foxes. They shoot them with guns these days, the ones who have guns. And there's a reason why Americans maybe shoot foxes. I think our neighbor uses the 3S rule. He uses that same rule with the coons, shoot, shovel, and shut up. And there's a reason why we don't let the fox guard the chicken coop. Don't let the fox guard the chicken coop. And the scientific reason for why we don't let them guard the chicken coop, the scientific term for that reason is omnivore. Omnivore. It means that foxes eat anything and everything, like the coons eat everything and anything. If the shark is the sea-bound killing machine, like all the marine biologists say they are, then the fox is the land-bound counterpart. That's why the Brits, and maybe the Americans, maybe others, hunt and kill the fox. That's why we don't let it guard the chicken coop. And sometimes the fox just kills to be killing, just kills to be killing. And the Herodian dynasty, the Herods, were like a fox. And like foxes in this regard, they were kind of killing machines, the Herods. For the Herodian family, when a problem came up, the solution to that problem was as often as not to just kill it. Just kill it. When Herod the Great heard from the Magi that a king of the Jews had been born, he solved that problem by killing all the male infants down around Bethlehem. For him, paranoia seemed to be a problem, and whenever he suspected a family member of plotting against him, he cured that paranoia by killing a wife here, maybe killing a child there. There, that feels better. The good news about that, the good news is that Herod Antipas, the one Jesus is talking about today, Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, the good news is he did not kill as many or as often as his father. And at least he refrained from killing family members, mostly. But he did marry his brother's wife, something I have to say I've never done that. Never done that. How about you? You ever marry your brother's wife? Ever think about it? Probably not. And John the Baptizer told Herod to Antipas that that was wrong. That was wrong. And at that point, John became a problem, the solution to which was to kill him. Herod didn't want to, but Yeah, he refrained from killing his family members, at least, mostly. And you might ask, what kind of people act like that? What kind of people act like that? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that not once in 5.5 seasons has Robert Crowley ever contemplated killing a family member. To be sure, on occasion, perhaps Violet wanted to, maybe, but she knows better. And I can't recall anyone of my family killing each other. So I'm rereading Thomas Wood's book, How the Catholic Church, and by that he means the Christian Church, built Western civilization. And this second reading, I wonder if Thomas Woods and other Christians who write books like that have just kind of gone Popeye. That's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. I know I have. Had enough of it. I watched a show on the History Channel last week or 2 weeks ago called The Plague. And I wondered anew why the History Channel hates the Christians and Christianity. And it's one thing to hate an entire group of people, but to just make things up, and they do just make things up about that group of people, seems to me somehow wrong. Seems wrong. So anyway, the difference between the Herods and us is that they were practical pagans, and so they therefore placed very little value on human life. The Christians, on the other hand, understand human life to be God's highest creation, to be nurtured and protected above all the creatures. And Wood says that when a plague came, the pagans did not even care for their own family, let alone others. The pagans during plague ran for the hills, but not before they had looted any valuables from the home of the person or people dying of the plague. He says that the pagans were very surprised that the Christians stayed and cared for their family members and for other Christians who were sick. They were surprised, and they were utterly astounded when the Christians cared also for them. For them. And when the Christians established hospitals, no duh, of course you'd make hospitals. The pagans were once more caught off guard when the Christians allowed admittance to them also. And you know, in 30 years as an ordained clergy, I've been witness to several trends in our society. One of them is hospitals, medical care. Franciscan Hospital in Rock Island is now Trinity. Actually, it's now Trinity Unity Point. And the Trinity is going away even as we speak. Mercy and St. Luke in Davenport are now Genesis East and West. And Lutheran Hospital in Moline vanished a long time ago. To be sure, there are many caring, dedicated, often Christian people who work in medicine. And I watch them do their work up close. And they have my highest respect for doing things I don't think I could do. But having said that, most hospitals are not run by the Catholics or the Lutherans or the Baptists or the Methodists or the Presbyterians. And the care of the patient, well, you know, every organization has a bottom line. Bottom line. So Herod took care of the John problem, and now Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great, is faced with another problem, a problem that goes by the name of Jesus. And just what is it that Herod has against the Son of God? Well, for openers, this is the same guy, Jesus, that Herod's father, Herod, had wanted to kill in infancy. Besides that, Jesus was rather joined at the hip with John the Baptizer, who had baptized Jesus, who Herod had killed. John the Baptizer, of course. And sometimes foxes will just kill to kill. So it's hard to say exactly when, in the mind of Herod Antipas, it was decided to deal with the Jesus problem in that way. But Luke tells us that Jesus had just talked about how the descendants of Israel were going to be cast out from here, and people would flood into their country from other directions, which to a guy like Herod must have sounded a lot like an invasion of foreigners into his land. And you know, not all Pharisees are alike. Not all Pharisees are alike. I think the biggest problem for our politicians and the people on the radio and TV who talk about these things, their biggest problem is that many of them are themselves not very religious. They're not very religious. And they don't get the whole idea of people being motivated by religious beliefs. So they add modifiers like radical and extremist to the name of a religion that seems to produce a large percentage of the people who indiscriminately kill other people because they don't have the same religion as they do. So kill them. But you know, they're not all like that. And at this point, somebody will say, I know a Muslim who's not like that. And you know, not all Muslims are the same. Not all of any country are the same. Not all Pharisees are the same. There were 40-something assassination attempts on Adolf Hitler. He was the guy who ran Germany during World War II. 40-something assassination attempts on Adolf Hitler by German people. Not all Germans are the same. Let's count the number of assassination attempts on FDR, our leader during the war. Okay, that's it. And our fighting the Germans in World War II did not mean that every German was our enemy, but the Germans were the enemy. In the 1960s, when we used to play war, we played Americans versus Germans. My father, his mother was the descendant of German immigrants. He was stationed over there after the war, told us that the Germans were our friends, and so we played Americans versus Russians. Americans versus Russians. Indeed, today not all Germans are the same, nor are all Americans the same, nor are all Lutherans the same, nor are all the Lutheran pastors the same, and not all the Pharisees are alike. Some of the Pharisees thought that Herod had a pretty good idea, and they shared his view of how to deal with the Jesus problem. But Nicodemus, the Pharisee, wanted to learn from Jesus. And Jesus here was about to dine right after this in the house of a Pharisee. They are very interesting people. I'm sure they made very interesting conversation at dinner. Well, they did. The Pharisee Joseph of Arimathea wanted Jesus to have his nice tomb and gave it to him. Many early converts to the Christian religion were Pharisees. And here, it's some Pharisees who warned Jesus of Herod's intentions repeatedly. The language here indicates that they were bugging Jesus. They were on him not to get out of here because Herod's going to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell that fox, look, I cast out demons and perform healing today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my course. And what he means is that I have fought against demons and won. I have fought against disease and won, and I'm not scared of fighting against Herod. He doesn't scare me. Besides that, I'm not quite done here just yet. Still have a little bit more work to do here. And you know, if you were doing one of those icebreaker thingies and you asked Herod which animal he would want to be, if he could choose to be any animal, if you asked Herod that, he would not have said fox. More likely, he would have said lion. Because in the world inhabited by Jesus and Herod, it's much like the world of Aesop's fables. Lion is good, noble, and all that. Fox is cunning, bad, and all that. And destructive. Sort of a land-based killing machine. Sometimes they just kill to kill. Jesus knows Herod, and Jesus knows what Herod did to John the Baptizer, and he knows what Herod has in mind for him. Nevertheless, he says, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should be killed away from Jerusalem. And we noted 3 years ago their penchant for treating bearers of the word like that several occasions. Jeremiah, they were fixing to kill him earlier today. Now, I noticed that on the farm, that in the springtime, we see lots of rabbits. Lots of rabbits in the spring. But in the fall, a paucity. Rabbits are pretty scarce by the fall. And I think that throughout the summer, the rabbits have been food for the hawks, eagles, maybe coyotes, maybe foxes. And then there was that smart rabbit who took the .22 slug. The role of rabbit in nature seems to be mostly to feed the carnivores. Same with the chicken. Same with the chicken. Thought about raising chickens once, maybe still do that, so Sarah got me the book about raising chickens. It's about that thick. It's not easy to raise chickens. A lot of things want to eat those chickens. A lot of things want to eat those chickens. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who were sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen, a chicken, gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. And you would not. Interesting simile. When danger approaches, a fox, for example, a hen will spread her wings so that her brood can come under her protection. I mean, you've seen those chase scenes on the Nat Geo channel. They used to be on Iowa Public TV. You've seen enough to know that the hunter is going to go for the chick that doesn't run to her mother before the rest. It's easiest that way. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not? And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's from Psalm 118. Psalm 118, a messianic psalm, one that talks about the Messiah, the coming Christ. It's called the Hallel, and it was chanted at Jewish religious festivals like the Passover, which was coming up pretty soon. And later on, as he entered into the city on Palm Sunday, he heard the crowds chanting that Hallel, but they added a word. They added a word. They say, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They say, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And the city, of course, was Jerusalem because it was time. Jerusalem because that's where the prophets went to be killed. Jerusalem because it was Passover, time for the holy, spotless Lamb of God to be slain to pay for the sins of the people. And pay he did for your sins, for my sins, for all sins. And now he spreads his wings. And Holy Mother Church spreads her wings to offer to all her church, her chicks, nurture and protection and all good things. Which means that the church is kind of like a chicken coop. Kind of like a chicken coop. Now that sounds kind of odd, but it sounds like the church is kind of like a chicken coop. In the early church, they talked about the church as an ark, a place where you come for safety and refuge, as opposed to all that stuff out there. As opposed to all that stuff out there. Kind of like the chickens go to the chicken coop at night. So they don't get killed. A lot of danger out there. A lot of things want to kill the chickens. Like a chicken coop. Come here for nurture, for protection, to where your Holy Mother Church dwells. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. This time we receive the